peaceful Pesach. Last week, Reb Biederman told this story. A rabbi from Bnei Brak travels by taxi every Friday morning to Kiryat Sefer, where he serves as a dayan, a judge, on a rabbinical court. He usually prefers to study from a sefer during the ride, but on a recent Friday, the taxi driver wanted to play a Torah shiur during the drive, so the dayan decided to join him and listen as well, as the driver was trying to strengthen his commitment to Torah. The rabbi giving the shiur told the story of a man that attributed his good life to Rav Biederman's own grandfather, Rav Moshe Mordechai Leliver. Some 60 years ago, this man was married and had a house full of young children, but he always argued with his wife over where the Friday evening Shabbos candles should be placed. Of course, they are to be where the Shabbos meal takes place, but his wife wanted them on the dining room table, whereas he insisted that they be placed on the side, not directly on the table. This dispute carried on for some time. He would prepare the candles before Shabbos on the side, but when he came home from the synagogue, he always found that his wife had moved them to the table itself. This disagreement was so rife in their home that on one Friday eve, as he left to the synagogue, he announced that if he returns home and the candles are on the table, he will leave permanently. Sure enough, he arrived home to find the candles on the table. He turned around in a huff and ran out of the house, slamming the door behind him. It was Friday night, and as he walked down Rabbi Akiva Street in Bnei Brak, he wandered into the Beis Midrash of the Leliver, Rabbi Biederman's grandfather. The Rav called him over to ask what he was doing there, and the man explained the argument with his wife. The Rav whispered to the man, "The entire purpose of Shabbos candles is to bring an air of peace in the home. How could he dare use the candles as the basis of a dispute?" The man realized that the Rav was correct, went back home and apologized, and went on to have a happy marriage and success, attributing his good fortune to the wise words of the Leliver Rav. That was the story heard in the taxi. When the car arrived in Kiryat Sefer and the dayan entered the rabbinical court, the first question that was posed to him that morning by a young man was, where should the Shabbos candles be placed? The dayan later told Rav Biederman that normally he would have rendered a legal opinion on the question, but after having heard the story of the Leliver, he told the young man to place them wherever his wife preferred. Rav Biederman emphasized how a story of many decades ago had a profound influence today. The great holiday of Pesach is upon us, and whether we celebrate at home or on the road, the stringencies, preparations, expenses, family relationships, and more can put a strain on any family. It is a time when we all must make an effort to remember what is important. Shalom bayis, a peaceful home, not insulting, not arguing, and setting an example for the children and grandchildren for which this holiday is so special and so educational. Today is the fourth yahrzeit of our beloved Elie Landau, who was so special to us. Always soft-spoken and a gentleman, always kind to everyone, a man which no one ever had a bad word to say. He was a true example of Shalom Bayis, a man we should strive to emulate. May his memory be a blessing for his family. Shabbat Shalom v'chag kosher v'sameach.